Yeah, that thing's sick, man.
You like it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It looks good even in like the... Yeah, I'm very proud of this. It's very cool. So we're going to wait for like 30 seconds for it to go live on Instagram. But thank you, man. Vincette. I mean, it matches the leg shield and everything. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool? You didn't even get to touch it.
No, I didn't. I promised somebody that I was going to wield it because I
wield it, dude. Yeah. You actually, oh, wait, let's go live here.
Oh.
Let's go live here. Now we're on Instagram too. Cool. But yeah, you should, dude, grab that too. The leg shield. I actually put it on my leg the other day.
No, I need one of these though.
Yeah. Hit up Austin.
How much it would be to get one?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
That's all hand done.
Definitely want one though.
Yeah.
Hey everybody. What's up, Tanner? Montana.
Oh, Tanner.
Just popped in.
What's up, boy? How do we sound? We sound clear? We good to go? I think we are. I think we'll be good to go. So what's going on, everybody? James, Rocco, we're here doing FML. We have a good topic we're going to talk about today. And we are looking for guests to bring on here. So if you have anybody that you would like to see to be a guest on here, let us know or reach out to them on our behalf and we'll get that thing going. Gang, baby. I love it when he says that shit because he knows how much I love Theo Vaughn. Gang, baby, gang, gang. All green. Good shit. What's up, Dan? Good to see you too, buddy. Also, happy birthday to you, man.
Birthday today?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago, actually, for Dan. Okay, yeah, it was his birthday. I actually texted him, and I was like, I know. I texted him, and I was like, happy birthday, you big pussy. He's my boy.
Nice.
Yeah, he's my boy. Yeah, that thing's fucking awesome, though, genuinely.
Yeah.
He had the American flag in that thing. Vincette, the whole thing, dude. It's really, really cool. And it was also cool that I still don't know if TJ knew that I love that quote or not. I don't know. Did you know that I love that quote?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's like my quote. And same thing with Scotty. And they chose that one for me, and then they chose another one for Dan. And they chose what they felt like was the most meaningful quote for the two of us, which is really cool that they chose this one because it like I have that shit on my body permanently now. That's how much it means to me.
Oh yeah.
So he conquers who conquers himself.
Anybody who's wondering, this looks so much cooler in person.
Oh yeah.
I keep staring at it and touching it and everything. Austin did a great job
with dude it. Yeah, it's unbelievable how good he did. There he is. There's Austin.
Hey, I was just talking about, well, he's gonna hear it because we're on a delay, but
yeah,
you did a great job, man.
Yeah, you did great, dude. And welcome. So, I think you actually wanted to make an announcement real quick, actually for, a brief moment.
I'm not going to put out specific names, but, we lost our combat medic. He was a great dude. His funeral is literally going on right now, but, you know, if you were from ACO 114, you knew him really well. If you were from the 114th at all, you probably knew it really well. And, you know, it really hurt a lot of us. But, you know, without putting his name out, if you're listening, this one's for you, man. We love you. You know, we'll take it from here, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear all that, dude. I feel bad for all the family members, loved ones, and et cetera. So, really sucks. But if anybody needs any help, support, anything like that, please reach out to us. If you know of anybody that's struggling going through it, you know, have them reach out to us and, you know, we can talk things through. And I wish I had the opportunity to meet him. You know, again, condolences out to the family. There are no details really on what happened, but we're just here letting everyone know that our mission really is to show up to you and help you when you need it. And we will do our best in, you know, giving you a new mission, helping refocus you and get you onto a different, more meaningful path or just as meaningful path as your career. So with that stated, I think we can move on to the next topic, which I would like to start out by telling a story. It's very relevant. Actually, just happened yesterday. I was networking with a couple of friends and there was someone who was sitting at the bar that I was at. And, it was actually a young lady, over a decade younger than me. It's wild, dude. Yeah. 11 years younger than me. I'm 34. She was 23. She was talking to me, and she actually brought something up about her life that was very deep. And, you know, because she actually wanted to jump in and just like get to know the person sitting across from her. And I was like, okay, I'm, you have no idea who you're talking to right now. Like, I'm down. Like, let's actually talk, you know?
What's wrong with
April? Yeah, it was cool. I actually stayed a little longer than I wanted to because the conversation got that deep, but I felt like I had to speak with her and like talk to her and help her out. And cause I, you know, I asked the hard hitting questions. Like, I want to get in deep too. You want to fucking do this, the mental game, like I'm in, you know what I mean? Let's go.
The right one.
Yeah, dude. She had no clue. And so she sat down with me and we started to talk about, what she went through, and it was around grief. I don't want to give any, you know, too deep of details, but it was definitely around grief and, losing something very important. And I told her, I was like, hey, you know, really, I think it would be a really good piece of advice for you would be to, do some, like what I call fire journaling or some type of, memoriam burial. So what that means is, you know, if you lose something or someone, you can write out their name, what they meant to you, how you miss them or how you wish you could have met them, things like that, depending on what the scenario is, and put it on paper and then literally burn it or throw it out, crumple it up, destroy it, and allow that to be your ceremony of putting that thing to rest or putting that memory or that person to rest. Because at the end of the day, rituals really matter to humans. And I think it's a really important reminder to do that for yourself, you know, that you need to have some type of ritual, some type of discipline that you put out for yourself to kind of say goodbye to things and put things literally to rest. So genuinely felt like that was a really powerful moment. She sat back, she thought about it, and she's just like, wow, I never thought of putting something like that to rest before in that way. And I kind of like shoved it off to the side and like harbored it. And I'm like, don't do that shit. I've seen people literally suffer, including myself, for no reason. There's no reason to suffer. You know, address the problems and the issues and then move forward from them. It'll hurt in the moment, but it's better to get through it in that time, at that time, in that moment. So I don't know. I thought that was like a, you know, I thought that'd be a good way to kick it off and kind of talk about like thoughts around that. And like, have you ever done anything like that yourself even?
No, I haven't. But like sitting here thinking about it, another reinforcement that you need to have with that is like your mentality of being, of wanting to let that situation go and, you know, wanting to let it burn up out of your life and everything. And I think like for your health, for your life, for your mental stability, you need to be prepared to let whatever it is go. And I think that's a lot. I think that's a big part of a problem with some of these veterans and first responders that we talk to is whatever they're dealing with is so impactful that it's getting some stone cold dudes and females to,
of course,
you know, break down into tears, and it might not be that easy to let go. But if you're going to do something like that, I think you need to positively reinforce your mind to be like, hey, this is fucking bullshit. I'm tired of dealing with this shit, and yeah, I'm sailing it away right now. So if you don't actually feel that, it would be a lot tougher. And I'm thinking, I'm only speaking as if like I was going to be doing it.
Yeah.
I can't say I can't talk for everybody, but, if I were to do something like that, have that ritual of letting something go, I would need to positively reinforce my mind and tell myself like, enough is enough. I'm getting rid of this shit.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of things, like especially that, you know, I'm dealing with like my wife and my job and stuff. It's like, it's hard to get my mind in that space because it's currently fucking happening. You know what I mean? It's really hard to do that, but I definitely would love some kind of a ritual like that after you've coped with whatever it was. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I feel like it actually helps with coping.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's I think that is a part of the coping process. You know what I mean? Cause what I think you're talking about is more like pushing it down and then trying to like think about it. Whereas this lets you address it quicker and to cope with it better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like in the other way, let's say something really negative happens. Let me make something up. You know what? I don't think this, we don't know who the lady is. I'll just say, so she had to get an abortion, right? And she really messed her up. She's really sad about it, right? She's a young woman, got it done. And I know a few women who actually miscarried and other things like that too. And it really messes them up, really makes them sad because like, dang, why wasn't I able to do that? And why wasn't I able to have that kid or, you know, whatever, or why did I not give it the chance or whatever? It's something like that, right? And it's, you have to be able to, what up, Mark? You have to be able to work through that and not push it away like it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like in that, like that's the same thing with arguments. That's the same thing with hard conversations, like all of it. You need to have a way to move that needle forward. Because if you don't, you're going to just cause more harm to the relationship, to the people that you love, to yourself, all of it. Because you're going to make assumptions and you're going to, you know, think about things that might not even be true, right? Like that is the challenge that is brought when you don't bring up what you need to talk about, right? And you don't address it. And in this case, for the grief portion, for her and her grieving moment, you know, it's something or someone that she was never able to actually meet.
Right.
And like, damn, how do you deal with that? She actually also shared with me, she had a little baby or a teddy bear, almost like that she represented to the child. And I was like, you should bury that. Genuinely, you should bury that baby. Like, that,
yeah,
that teddy
I
bear.
Think holding on to that would be cancerous.
Big
but
time.
With all of this, like, I didn't mean put stuffing it down or sure. pushing away everything. I mean, like rationalizing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like understanding the problem, understanding how it makes you feel, knowing the entirety of everything.
Okay.
Right. How it makes you feel. And dealing with it emotionally before you, like, I feel like this, and I don't mean to like contradict you or anything, but I feel like a burning of something is kind of like, I've defeated it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I have dealt with this. I'm past it. I'm not going to deal with this anymore.
Hell yeah.
I'm
going to
burn
exactly
that motherfucker and send it out. You know what I mean? And
that's exactly what I meant, by the way. That's not contradictory.
No, I mean, well, as a start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like, hey, I'm ready to get, you know.
I understand.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like you definitely still have to do the work. You definitely still have to rationalize everything and understand how it's making you feel and figure out where all that's coming from. But after you deal with it, and it still might hurt, you know, obviously an abortion is no joke. Losing people is no joke. Grief is no joke. But
yeah, it hurts.
Once you rationalize it, once you deal with it mentally and understand everything, burning it and letting it go could definitely be like an awesome
victory burn. Yeah, I understand now actually what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense. That's pretty cool. I basically, what's the process before writing it out? What are you doing and how are you internalizing it appropriately? And how are we actually going to let that burning moment, literal burning moment, mean more?
If it were me, what I would be burning is my entire thought process, right? If I'm going to, you know, we preach to a lot of these guys journaling, right? If I'm going through something, I'm going to write down all my thoughts on it. I'm going to internalize, I'm going to rationalize it. I'm going to make everything make sense on paper.
Yeah.
I'm going to work myself through it. And as I'm working myself through it, I'm putting these, you know, I'm putting these things down on paper and my thoughts and, you know, the devil and angel on the shoulder, both sides of it, because they're both important. And once I work all of it out, that's when I would burn it. I think that's how I would go about it. I would combine journaling and that burning process.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Cause that's like the beginning phase all the way to the end phase where you're laying it to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good conclusion to the work that you put in.
Yeah. But I definitely agree in the ritualistic aspect of it.
Hell
because
yeah.
it's monumentous, right? It's you're making a monument out of something that was monumental in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm sailing this away right now. It's like the, you know, when a Viking died and they put them on boats and
shot
the burning arrow and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Burn your
like
shit.
That's monumentous. And yeah, I think for something boat. Something that's affecting you that heavy that you need to do something like that, it's the perfect way to sail.
It actually brings a whole new meaning to burn the boats.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
That's Mark, cool. I love you, man. You're such a good, you're a good dude.
I do love Mark.
You're a good dude. You yo, support the hell out of Project.
He Weekend. Hit me up the other day. He was like, yo, when are we going to another concert? And I was like, dude, we got to do that.
Yeah, he said something about a comedy show. And like,
I would totally be down for that.
You know who I want to go see? What's the guy's name? It's something Arcuri.
Jeff Arcuri.
He's hilarious.
I saw him.
Did you?
I swear.
You
I saw him.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I saw him live.
Was he just as good as he is on?
So good.
Oh, man.
He's funny, dude.
I watch all of his videos.
Yeah, he's funny as so shit. Funny. His crowd work is good. He does like to get the crowd in.
Yeah.
And, oh, Sam, good afternoon to you too, buddy. He probably left already, but I didn't even see that. And love you too, Mark. But yeah, Jeff Arcuri is really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. I actually getting off topic a little bit. You know, I've been thinking about this tattoo convention a lot and like what we're going to do there and how we're going to be a little bit different, how we're going to be very different. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of tattoo conventions have like, you know, body stuff where they body contortionists and
body
they hang people from like hooks and shit. And I'm like, that's something I feel like there's some combat vets that might not like seeing that again, you know, depending on what they saw over there, because we heard some pretty horrific shit. And many of them have seen horrific shit. So what we're hope I can help. Yeah, you will be able to hit us up. I'm serious. You can help us out at tattoo convention for sure.
Let your artist know too.
Yeah. What we're going to be doing. One of my thoughts was let's get some musicians, veteran musicians. And the dog is down there laying on his feet right now. It's great. Veteran musicians, comedians, different, you know, veteran, like artists in general, have the podcast there, talk to, you know, vets, interview vets about their stories, about their tattoos and stuff. Like, what does it mean to you? You know, when'd you get it? You know, things like that. And really just bring a whole element of communication and different forms of communication styles. Have our, authors there, to talk about their books and what they're doing, like veteran authors and, first responders, police officers, and, you know, just really make it about the whole community. And also, of course, veteran tattoo artists and police officer tattoo artists and firefighter tattoo artists, as well as just family members or just tattoo artists, you know, just they're tattooing, just having a good time. And really just bringing the community together around a healthy conversation. And what I think of with like tattoos is it has a lot of spiritual meaning, right? A lot of, you know, self meaning and your own story you're writing on your skin. And I think it's really important. You know, that's the stories of blood and ink. That's why we named it that, right? Because at the end of the day, that is exactly what tattooing is. You're telling your story through blood and ink. So, you know, we're really excited about it and we're still pushing forward for it. It's been trying to have, we've been trying to get it going for the past few years, but, you know, we've run into a lot of roadblocks, but it'll happen. It'll happen and we're going to make it go.
Oh, it'll happen.
Oh, it's happening. I don't quit. So when something's important, I'm not quitting. My whole thing is like, people say burn the ships. I'm like, I'll go homeless. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make it happen. You know what I mean?
We know that about you by now.
Yeah. It's true. A lot of people do, but, I don't know. So back to grief, you know, that, even like, I think something else a lot of people misunderstand is like, especially with like refit, you know, a lot of guys come in here like, oh, do I have to be a combat veteran to be a part of this? And like, you know, I never saw combat. And it's like, well, it's not just about combat vets. You know what I mean? And Mark, my man, it's not just about combat. It could be your stress from the job. It could be stress from missing births, from, you know, those mini sacrifices that you had to make, which are major sacrifices that you made for your country, that you sacrificed family time for, right? Like things like that are massive and it does have an impact on you. You diminish it because you know that there's other guys out there putting their literal lives on the line, right? So like there's a lot of different topics around grief and letting go of things that we do like to cover within Refit and that we do like to bring up and kind of talk around at Refit. We don't always say grief is the thing because there's other things involved with it too, but I don't know. I just feel like that's something that we want to remind people that we want to know the whole you and nothing but that, right? We want the whole truth and nothing but that. Because that's where you can take those steps forward in your own life. And, you know, I think that's something that I actually believe that's something that's pretty unique to Refit, that we talk about it in the way of truth,
Yeah. Right? I mean, we spoke on the fact that whatever we talk about, I mean, honestly, probably at least 30% of what we talk about isn't even military related.
Even more than that.
Yeah. I would say most of my stuff isn't military related. And,
that's right.
What's up, Mark? It doesn't have to come from a place of like, oh, there was an explosion or there was guns going off and I got, and I was in the middle of it. It doesn't have to be that. It can be,
that's right.
It can be a death in the family. It can be how stressful your job is and all that. And it's, damage comes from all forms. It's not just from the army or from your time in the police service or the fire, the fire station or anything like that. It's, trauma is, what was that thing that we were saying in Montana?
Trauma's trauma.
No, it was something else. I don't know. I'll remember it and then I'll get in on it.
Okay.
That's my TBI talking.
Yeah, but that's real though, right? So you guys helped me too in my situation or anything like that. That's right. Like
me and you went deep.
Yeah.
Me and you went deep. We had some serious shit going on in your apartment and over the course of like 5 years, my friend. And that's not army related at all. You're a civilian. So grief, trauma, it comes in all forms, all shapes and sizes. And, at Project Refit,
we don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah. That's honestly what it's all about, right? It's just reminding you that, you don't have to be, again, anything combat related at all to be a part of this group. You don't have to be some big special forces badass, even though like we welcome you, even when you are, we have special forces badasses that we've talked to and we've, communicated with and kind of empowered because, everybody needs a good reminder every once in a while of just how important you are and what you can do to further your own life. That's still welcome here, but at the same time, even for the guys who were in for like only a year and they might've got medically discharged. We have dudes like that too, and they're like, I feel like I didn't do anything. And it's like, well, you did. Remember, you signed a dotted line and you fucking put yourself out there. You were willing to do that. Most people aren't even willing to sign the dotted line and move forward, right?
Submersed yourself into a mental state where you would be able to do all of that.
That's right.
I mean, that's definitely something right there.
100%. And I think I think that's something that is lost in translation because it just becomes a part of who you are and like what you're willing to do. And I really believe that that's something that needs to be harbored and captured and taken care of because that is a special part of you and a special part of this whole community, the veteran community, first responder community overall, is that you're willing to step out and put yourself, out there for the greater community around you. And I think that's really special. And I think it's one of those few professions and few good things for you're putting society before yourself and it was your individual decision to do so. And I think that's why it's so special, especially here in the United States, because, we are supposed to be living on that, freedom and individual and family basis of like, that is what this country is based on and founded on, which is why it's so important that we have people that are willing to put themselves out there for the greater good. You made that self-sacrifice. I think that's incredibly important. That's the philosophy side coming out from Refit, but
God, it was Ray. Ray said something. He said it like it was either Ray or Tanner. Tanner, do you know? Are you still here? You know what I'm talking about?
Sadly,
God, it was so strong. It was like three words, and it was like so strong. And I can't believe I can't remember it. Was it trauma or was it? I don't know. I'll think of it. Damn. Oh, I'm gonna think of it, and I'm gonna actually. Maybe I'll text him.
Yeah. So,
or I would if I had service in your house.
Yeah, that's another
problem. Hey, babe, I didn't even see you pop in here.
Miss Rocco is here, Mrs. Rocco. I really do think though that when it comes down to this whole mentality of we don't belong because we didn't go to combat is one that needs to be overcame. By us even, more and more and more.
I mean, I live that, literally. I was, for anybody who doesn't know, I was National Guard for 9 years. I signed up to be infantry and, nine years of training and getting myself ready to do some real shit. And, I ended up going to Qatar, which was just an awful vacation. So Without diving into the entire thing, my whole situation was, you know, my family, my unit, threw me in the trash. And that's what I felt. That's what I felt for a really long time. And it doesn't have anything to do with combat. It doesn't have to do with, you know, getting blown up or being set on fire. And, you know, I used to struggle with being thrown away by family and, you know, training to do some badass shit and never getting to do it. But, you know, after rationalizing it,
you know,
I figured out that that doesn't matter. What I did in the service matters. And I took the steps and I did what I had to do. And I came back. It doesn't matter about the cards that I was dealt. So if anybody out there is feeling like that, you know, come in and talk to us, talk to me specifically, and I'll set you straight. I swear to God.
Yeah, man. We, when it comes from every corner of understanding, I would argue, you know, we really have the full gambit. We have guys who are in combat and we have guys who weren't, right? We have people who suffered from MSTs, which is another huge topic, sadly. And for those who don't know, MST stands for military sexual trauma. You know, basically something happened to you while you're in a service. And I think you can kind of piece together what happened. But yeah, you know, we have people from that angle. Again, we have people who were injured and had to get out, you know, early. You know, it's just, it's the full spectrum, right? We also have family members too. Another really important thing too, that again, this falls on me that I don't communicate it often enough. We also support family members, right? Where, you know, it's a family member who lost their loved one either through combat, and that's like a lot of the Gold Star family stuff. And they're a great group, obviously. The Gold Star moms and Gold Star family groups and things like that are fantastic. But we would also support them too. And we would allow you to come out on a retreat with us. And I think another really important thing to note too is even like the extended family, cousins, things like that. We have cousins that have joined our group and like help us out in growing everything too from that side. So I really want to dive into that eventually with marketing that better, I think. But another thing too, last thing to say for us is we also have the first, in my research at least, I don't know, I could be wrong, but the first group that also includes friends and consider, like, especially when the friend is nominated. So let's say Rocco nominates Mark, right? It's like, which he did actually. So Mark is a part of our group through and through, because he is like family to Rocco.
He is family.
There you go. So we invite him in, to be a part of this group. So now Mark can benefit from our program as well, and get support through us. And he does. And, you know, Mark would have gotten support from us anyway, because we're not douchebags and we don't just say no to people. If you have an issue, you know, and you want to talk it out with peers and you want to talk it out with people, you know, we're going to invite you and allow you to speak. We're not going to say no, because we know that the chance to make a difference in someone's life is and should be top priority for all of us. So if you have like a friend, if you come home from service and you have a friend that's actually your family, you can nominate that person to come on a retreat with you so that you can, and they can understand your culture better and you guys can connect better and closer. So you have a better support system when you go home. It'll help reduce the suicide rate by including those friends as well. Because again, sometimes it's forgotten that in our modern world, families are smaller, right? We have to think about that. The size of families are smaller, meaning you don't have as much support system when you come back. And your support system really are the friends in your community around you. And I think it's really critical that we allow them to be included in things like this, like peer support groups, so they can understand culture better and understand you better. It's just another part of our philosophy, quite honestly. So full community, surrounding you with full community. It's really important. So that's another thing I really want to push out, you know, more. So, and he said, I always got you, brother. That's cool, man. but yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I had to say that stuff out loud to you guys now. What else do we got? What else do you want to talk about today? Anything? Another topic, another kind of concern, or anything really. The importance of dogs. I mean, my God, I could go into that. He just breathed real deep.
Yeah. He's been laying on my foot like for that. He just moved his head, but he was laying on my foot this entire time. And I've just wanted to leave camera and cuddle him down there.
Cause he's the best. He's a husky boy. I don't know if we probably showed him a couple of times, but
yeah, last
yeah, he's a good dog, man. But anybody have questions for us? I mean, we're kind of, you know, again, we're kicking this thing off, getting it started. So the first few episodes are definitely going to be maybe not the most entertaining, but you know, we're here, we're doing it, we're going to make it consistent, which is really exciting.
I definitely want this to be like a it's like interpersonal with comments and you know, if somebody wants to jump in on a call, and you know, I'm definitely about that. That's what I want this to be. I want people to jump in and, you know, tell your story, share your story, share some tips that you've had dealing with traumas and, you know, things like the burning of the pages and,
jump in. If anybody wants to come talk to us, please come on, come in, talk to us, come jump in here. We would love to have you. You know, you're right. We should be doing stuff like that. I think that's really awesome, actually.
Yeah.
If I wasn't, I can't read. If I wasn't working, I would have popped in. Oh man, that would have been cool. Literally anybody though, go ahead, please click that link, jump in here with us, have a conversation with us, give us your thoughts, opinions, a topic you want to discuss. Maybe some thoughts that you're having that you want to discuss and get out. Please, man, come on in, jump on in. We'll bring you on, to the floor, if you will, and we can chat.
And if you are shy, just throw a comment in there.
Yeah.
Say, hey, can you guys talk about this? Or do we have an anonymous button? Like you can anonymously comment?
No.
Okay. Well, even such, if you guys are shy, just throw something in there. Say, hey, I would appreciate it if you guys talked about this and gave your insights on whatever.
Anything. Give it to us. Give us a topic. We'd be down to discuss it for sure. But yeah, I do like that a lot, actually, like trying to get the community more involved, you know? He said, I'm probably heading to the hospital soon, otherwise I would.
No, what's wrong?
Why are you going to hospital? What's going on? Is it like a checkup or something? You going to the VA hospital? Let us know. But yeah, man, I was talking to Big Cat the other day. We got to get his ass in to one of these retreats. He actually filled out, I think you filled it out, or he sent me an email. You got to fill out the retreat, form, Big Cat.
Oh, our guy last week did it.
Yeah.
I was very happy. Wait, no, you're the one that told me.
Yeah.
He just popped in and I guess he liked what he saw and signed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're here for, man.
That's Greg. My back again in too much pain. I can hardly walk, man. That sucks. I know what that feels like. I hate back pain. I was just talking about that actually at the beginning of this. Dealing with insecurities.
Ooh. It's a broad topic. But
it is, but I think that's something that we can definitely, that's a great one. I like the idea of bringing a support buddy to the retreats. I didn't know that. Yep. Yep. Yeah, you can do that.
Some of them are going to be private. We're going to plan private ones, but we are definitely going to plan ones that you can bring a buddy, and we're going to plan ones that you can bring family to. So, that's definitely why, you know, I'm not coming at you, I promise, but why wouldn't we want to do that? You know what I mean? That's an extra added comfort zone for somebody to be able to open up to, especially if they've already opened up to that person and they just want to hear like a military or first responder aspect of it. So that's, you know, it's great. It's comfort.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something that, again, building that full community around that veteran, him or herself, is like critical, super crucial.
So Mark, I don't want to discount what you asked. Dealing with insecurities, and I can tell you one thing that I like to do when I deal with my insecurities, and it really goes not only with insecurities, but anything that makes you uncomfortable, is I take myself out of my comfort zone very often, whether it's something that I force myself to think about or situations that I put myself in. I never do it to the point where I can't get out of it. But those insecurities are, there's no other reason for it except for this right here. Right. And you know, well, the reason behind it could be bullying. It could be, you know, whatever, but it's held because of this in here. So it's like your muscles, right? If you want to work out your muscles, if you want to get bigger, you work them out, and you don't start with bench pressing 300 pounds, right? You start with the bar, and then you go, you put on some plates, and then you go from there. It's just like that. Insecurities, for me, at least, this is personal. I know your past. Yeah. But I don't want to bring up your, I don't want to bring up your stuff, to some strangers without consent. So, but with insecurities, it's just like muscles. You work it out. You put yourself into situations that deal with your, insecurities, but give yourself a good out, because when it gets too uncomfortable, you want to leave when you need to leave. Right. But put yourself out there, put yourself in situations that are going to make you feel more insecure, and then just work on yourself and your mind. Hey, this is fine. My whole thing, and you guys both know this, 'cause we went to the concert and that was my number one thing, is crowds. I get very bad anxiety in crowds. And, in order to attack my insecurities with large crowds, I put myself, And as soon as I was comfortable, man, I was in there getting sweaty.
Yeah, dude.
But, you put yourself out there, you get yourself uncomfortable, and it's just like, don't doubt yourself. Doubt yourself. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great concert. I loved every second of it.
Yeah. It was badass.
I loved every second of it, except for like the first 30 seconds of it, because that's when I was putting myself out there and getting uncomfortable.
Yep. You know what I like to do with insecurities? I'm proud of you for that too, actually. And anybody else, so what he did actually, to put a name to it, it's called exposure therapy. He exposed himself to something that made him uncomfortable. And, you know, he had trusted friends around him that he knew that if he needed to leave or anything like that, we'd be right there with him, right? That's also a microcosm and a micro example of what we would love to do one day, which is have a part of Refit. We bring out the base to different events that people want to go and enjoy again, like let's say a concert, right? Bring the mobile base out to a concert. We get to tailgate beforehand, hang out together as a community, then walk in together with Refit shit on, you know, like a unit fucking going in there, having a good time, and go tear up a mosh pit together and, you know, literally just create a fun environment that feels safe for that veteran or first responder. I really, really would love to do that. You know, these are small steps. So I have so many visions and ideas for this, you know, organization, but, one step at a time. Anyway, I would like to throw in my thoughts into the ring on this too. Dealing with insecurities was the statement. Mm. Dealing with them. When I hear the word dealing, it's to me almost like I just have to deal with it.
Acceptance.
It's not even that. It's more like I have to deal with it. Like it's a burden, mm-hmm. right? Like you shouldn't want to deal with them. You should be welcoming the challenge to get through them, right? So for me, that's, by the way, this is my interpretation. I'm not just giving you my interpretation. Not right or wrong. Again, interpretation. For me, again, going back to what I said earlier, where it's like, fucking, I'm willing to go homeless for this shit. I had to take myself, because I was so, when I really started building this, I was broken, messed up bad. And I literally had to say to myself, I am willing to die to get this thing moving forward. I am willing to literally go homeless and go hungry and everything else to make this organization work, because I need something bigger than myself. It was dying or literally thriving. And now those are my options. And that allowed me to go into a place inside my mind to almost go to be pure foolish and insane, because that insanity and foolishness allowed myself to grow and get better and improve consistently and constantly. And it wasn't just passion, is what I'm trying to get at. It was me literally killing parts of myself that no longer served me. And it doesn't work for everybody because it's actually pushing myself to where I was completely uncomfortable and where to the point where most people would have backed out. I did not back out. I kept on pushing forward. So my whole concept for myself to kill my own insecurities and not to deal with them, but to literally fucking destroy them was to continue to push forward still to this day. That's why I actually even have this Vincette, Kise Vincette right around my wrist now. Like he conquers who conquers himself. And I will not allow minor inconveniences and minor what is I would call man-made, you know, barriers like money and other things to get in my way. I literally said, fuck that. I am going to push myself beyond it all. Now, I had to sacrifice a lot to make all of that happen. And it's not for everybody. Like I said, I'm telling you from my perspective of how I dealt with and how I actually didn't even deal with them, how I fucking destroyed them, my insecurities, because I had to out of necessity. And I feel like for you and for even like when it comes to like love life and women and, you know, building relationships and things like that, and not just you, anything really, but I felt like that was what we talked about a little bit. I didn't mean to throw it out there, but here we are.
Still vague.
It is very vague. It's like 100% you got to build the courage to overcome the insecurities, 100%. And you have to get yourself, put yourself out there to have those really uncomfortable conversations and to talk to people and to be so vulnerable and okay with your, in fact, vulnerability. There is something else I didn't mention on the fire this past weekend at the retreat that we were on, and I should have read it because it's very important to understand there's two types of vulnerabilities. There's a vulnerability where it's the one that people hate. And I think really good men and women hate this type of vulnerability. One where you didn't work on anything. You're just looking to get something out of me. You just want me to feel bad for you so that you can get a hit of dopamine and that sorrow thing. Like you're wallowing. No, we want real vulnerability where it's like, look, this is the shit that I'm dealing with right now. And I want you to hit me with honesty and truth. Yeah, I want you.
So true.
It is. I want you to help me. I need help. I want to be better. I don't want to be here in this bullshit anymore. That's the vulnerability that we aim for here at Refit.
And right? We get it.
And we fucking make it happen. And if it doesn't happen, then you, sadly, you need to do work and we would love to help you get to that place. But like, you need to recognize what is happening in your life. You need to genuinely want to be better, right? Because if you're not, you're just going to bring everyone down around you in this organization and everyone around you in general and yourself, and you'll attack yourself. And like, that's not healthy and that's not good. So we're very serious about the two types of vulnerabilities there are. One that is a wallowing, I'm not moving forward, I'm not improving my life, I am just complaining. And the other side is, yo, tell me the truth. Give it to me raw. I want to grow. I want to be better and I want to improve, right? That's defeating insecurities. That's not dealing with them. That's fucking defeating them.
So when I said acceptance, I didn't mean accepting that you have insecurities. So, and I understand what you mean by reading into the word dealing with insecurities, way you said, but acceptance in terms of I have insecurities.
Amen.
Cool. As soon as you recognize that, hey, these are insecurities, not, hey, I feel like this. These are my insecurities and insecurities are negative.
That's a really good clarification.
Then you can attack them the way that you need to. And in my, the way that I was saying it earlier, Mark, is work on them, work them out, here's your insecurities. Here's your insecurities and you fucking squeeze. You do
that. Dude. Actually, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, that I just wanted to clarify. You don't deal with your insecurities. You fuck them up.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're saying it, the way you're saying it, Mark, and I'm not trying to tear you down, bro. The way you're saying it is like, I have these insecurities. How do I deal with my life with insecurities?
Damn right.
And you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You should try to be figuring out how to get rid of the insecurities.
Reason. Yeah, dude.
I'm so proud of him for that.
Let's
so proud
go.
Of him for that. Dude. And he's been calling me. He's like, bro, I'm so fucking tired.
I'm sore and tired.
And I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Hell yeah. Are you going to go with him now?
I do have to get back in there, man. It's just, I got to find time.
You know yeah. I mean?
Sunday, dude. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm working. And then Thursday, we're doing this. And Friday and Saturday, I got to fit in family time, man. Damn. I love my family. And I got to have
get an hour in there for working out.
Yeah, like I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out.
Mark, I was actually going, no joke. I to everyone reading this, I love you.
Love you, Harrison.
Harrison, that's a good.
You're the best, Bambi.
Hell yeah, dude. So Harrison's with Refit, and you know he's letting everybody know, you know, I love you. And what that means is when we say that here, like that means you need to come in, come hang out with us, and recognize what kind of love we're talking about. It's one of support, and one of truth. Appreciate that, Harrison. So, all right. Bambi is crazy, dude. I love that.
Yeah, oh, that was cool. I got you, Forrest Gump.
Oh, let's go. Also, he was in a wheelchair. That's why that's funny. So,
and I say this with his permission.
Hell yeah, dude. He's wheels. Harry Legs. My mom loved
Harry
that,
Legs.
By
yeah.
the way, she was watching that live stream and she was like, "Oh, who's the guy that said Harry Legs? That was so funny." I was like, "Mom, that's Rocco."
She's met me a couple times.
I know. She didn't know, like, because you commented it.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
So, she loves your wife. She thinks your wife is nice.
Everybody loves
genuinely.
My wife.
Yeah. As they should. Your wife's a wonderful person.
Yo,
so,
can I really, real quick,
say
something? So, you know my whole situation, right?
Yeah.
And about the good Sunday and how I've been chasing those days and everything. And I've been getting a lot of those days.
Good.
Fucking, I had like, and it was something so small, but it was like mind blowing to me. I got up from work yesterday and I was getting ready. And my wife tries to, you know, fit an entire previous day of talking into me all at once, telling me about my kids and things that is going on at school and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my absolute best. It was a beautiful day yesterday, by the way.
Yeah,
76 degrees on my way to work.
Wild.
She's explaining to me everything that's going on with my kids. But as she's talking, I've been with this woman for 12 years.
Yeah.
I've been married to her for almost 10. I've never seen her eyes pop blue the way that it was. And I felt like it was just, I can't even describe the blue. It just popped out. 12 years I've been with this woman. I've never seen her eyes like that. So I'm trying to read her lips and hear her words at the same time, but like I'm staring at her eyes because they just fucked me up. And I'm just like, I fell in love all over again. It was wild, bro. But it goes back to the whole,
So cool.
I needed that Sunday that I had, that I woke up and I was like, everything's wonderful. I appreciate my life.
Yeah.
I appreciate my kids, my wife, my dog. And I hugged my dog and I pet my dog for a while. But, and I've been having a lot of those moments, man, ever since I've been working on myself, ever since, you know, the therapist and everything. It wasn't the makeup. It was not the makeup. I see way past your makeup.
She said it was the makeup for show.
I didn't even know you were still in here, but,
She's so cute.
I
love you guys.
The noticing and the appreciation and everything, that was just like, it fucking melted my face off. And when I got to work, I told her that. I was like, dude, your eyes today were just, I almost didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything like sexual or anything. I just wanted to fucking stare at them, which is weird. And she would have called me weird if I did that. But, no, it's just the appreciation aspect of it. They were, I wish I could have taken a picture, man. That would have been a weird conversation.
Did.
Yeah. In my mind. Yeah.
That's it, dude.
Yeah.
That's real though. That's real. That's so wonderful.
I don't think keep a picture that. Would have been able to like
capture it.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Dude. So, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Seriously. That was fucking great. But I want to say something about working out too and starting the gym. Mark, here's something else you can do with your insecurities too, right?
Present.
Because he always says, he's like, present. I'm sorry, present. You probably do just say present.
It's present.
It's better to say present.
Key and Peele.
Yeah, it's so
I
much
love
funnier.
Key and Peele.
Yeah. Present in the back of the room. Yeah. That is a great skit. Anxiety, right? So when it comes to insecurities and stuff, that ends up creating anxiety, you're lying to yourself, all this shit. One of the best ways to get through that and insecurities is working out, dude, straight up. I'm so happy to hear that you are in the gym and you're actually looking to actively defeat them. You're looking to actively fight against your insecurities That is how you do it. You just step up to the plate and you step up into fighting it. You're creating something. I gave a piece of advice for the demons that you have and the insecurities and shit inside your mind. Put a name to it. The name for my demon is Hagar, and I like to fight Hagar and I like to beat his ass. Sometimes Hagar gets me. He got me. He nicked me. That's Shane Gillis, if you don't know. But genuinely, give a name to it. You know, put a name to your demon, to the insecurities, and beat the shit out of that demon as much as possible. I would also recommend, or I recommended somebody else too, and it was actually the guy that gave me one of my favorite challenge coins ever. He was on the Montana retreat with us. I'm not going to name any names, but he just told me he figured out the name. He took it so serious. I'm so happy he did this. He took his, because I told him too, I was like, take your time on the name of your demon, because that thing will, it'll reveal itself to you. It'll reveal its name to you and everything. And you need to then, once you get the name, defeat that shit, right? Straight up. And I, oh man, why you gotta be Harrison? Thank you, brother. He's saying that the tat is making me feel some type of way. Hey boy, with a little side.
It's about face. Time his ginger ass got
honestly got truth, man. And it just fits me. But my demon list is still growing. Jeremy, because dude, you and I have to have a private conversation. We are going to have a private conversation. You just reminded me of something. We need to talk. So there's only one demon. It is not a list. It is just one. And it will lie to you about multiple things. And you need to address it and get really vulnerable, truly vulnerable, and learn how to defeat it. Learn how to defeat your demon every day and not create excuses for yourself. So we were talking about earlier. You know, no matter what has happened to you, no excuses. So think about the name, but don't just let it come to you, dude.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to you. Seriously. It'll come to you. It just happened for one of my guys recently. And you know, I don't want to say mine, one of our guys recently, just refit guys. I take care. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of my organization. I don't know. Anyway,
one of my guys,
man,
one of my guys. I'm fighting my,
that's how you do it, right?
Call up my guy. I'm gonna fucking call up my guy.
That's my guy.
It's Joey Bag of Donuts.
It's a Joey Bag of Donuts, dude. It's Paulie. So, but for real, it'll come to you. Name it, think about it, and then fight that shit, dude. Straight up. You have to fight it every day. I'm really happy you're in the gym, though. You're actively trying to fight it, and that's really great. That's also why when you write things out, you're planning on how to defeat it. When you're, when you're burning things, you're burning it out. When you are working, you're working. When you're working out, you're working it literally out of your body. Just super, super excited for you that you are in the gym, Mark, and you're doing that actively. It's fantastic. I'm actually trying to reach out to, this is a side note. I'm kind of like going a little crazy here, but I reached out to a veteran who also is a workout influencer. But he also posts some really cool shit, you know, quotes and things like that, that goes along with his workout videos. And I'm trying to get him on this podcast. He said to me to reach out to him a couple months and he'd be willing to do it, which is really exciting, because I know the importance of working out. Also, that's why I'm wearing this shirt too. Perseverance is the name of this. It's actually a nonprofit. It's an Army veteran, that runs it. And he's out of Bristol, PA, and he pays for gym memberships for veterans, which is huge. Like 100% pays for them. You don't have to pay for the gym membership. He'll pay for it every month. As long as you're going, he will pay for you. So there's no excuse not to go, you know, other than your own time. So that is why I love Perseverance. And the guy, he's been making our shirts, actually our sweatshirts and stuff like that for years at this point. And he's just a buddy. So check out Perseverance. They're a great organization. He's a great guy, very trustworthy guy, and just wants to help and give back to his brothers and sisters. He knows what working out did for him, the endorphins, the actual chemical that is kicking insecurity's ass. Gyms make me awkward. You know, they make gyms for women. There's actually gyms built just for women and women audiences because of that exact reason and feeling. So that they're comfortable with nobody looking at them and stuff like that. So, just thought I'd throw that out there to you. But yeah, so I really wish you luck, Mark, in continuing this fight, dude. And for you, Mark, being a dude, why do you feel awkward? Is it because like you're not lifting enough or you're not as much weight? Like, what is it? Talk to it. Let it out now.
Judgment. Yeah. I know my boy very well. It's definitely judgment. Insecure.
Blinders, dude.
Insecure.
Blinders, hoodies. I don't pay attention to anybody. I'm locked into my own zone. If that's the case.
You tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that would be right for him. Yeah. I could feel that.
I know my boy.
Yeah. Dude, you got to lock in. Ignore everybody around you. Nobody gives a shit. In fact, you know what? I'll give you this. I'm one of the dudes that's in the gym. When I see like a really heavy set dude or like a skinny guy in there and shit, I'm like, yo, that's fucking awesome, dude. Like, I'm not even joking.
I want that.
Like, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, that guy is taking back ownership of his. Sometimes I want to walk up to these dudes and be like, yo, keep going, bro. Like, so badass. I'm happy to see you here. Like, I just, because it's so, because I know that's a thing. Like, so many people feel that way. For me, I go in there, I'm just like, yo, I'm ready to fuck some shit up. I'm at that point in my workout career. But like, I love working out and I love feeling good. But it does make sense. You would feel like people are judging whatever, but I promise you most people are not. Almost all of them aren't. Only like weird assholes are probably judging, and fuck them anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, you're not going to ever see these motherfuckers again, except for the next time you go to the gym, maybe. Yeah, so dude. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Are they paying your bills? Are you fucking them? Are you, you know, it doesn't, those people don't matter.
They don't matter.
They don't matter.
Bro, if anything, think about me in the back of your mind. I'm watching and I'm like, yo, keep going, bro. And maybe I'm like squatting you and like giving you a little butt squeeze, you know?
Hey, butt squeeze.
A little butt squeeze. I got a strong grip, dude. It might feel good.
That's what she said.
Hey. Damn, dude. That came in multiple ways.
That's what she said.
Actually, earlier, I thought you were going to say that's what she said, too. I said something earlier. And I was
like, it was the wrong time.
Yeah.
There was like
four of them. You know what I'm talking about?
There was like four of them that I was thinking about saying it. That's going to be my, by the way, that's going to be my thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Slept on the side and said, hey, yo.
I'm going to inappropriately do that. And it's going to be awful because we're going to be talking about like very serious, deep depression shit. And he's going to say something dumb. And I'm going to say that's what she said.
Yeah. Not just depression shit, by the way. We want to talk about the depression shit to get through it, though, to the other side to be strong, right? That's what we want.
I have brought it up, Harrison. Last one, and it's not going to happen. But it's real. Don't let this motherfucker fool you. The bunk joke is real.
Oh, no. I thought he was talking about dicks.
Oh, God. You guys are so immature. Always talking about dicks.
I think that's, I think that's what he was, because you love to just be like, yo, guys, why are you mentioning dicks, dude?
You guys are so immature.
Yeah. God, I love running an organization where we can say things like that and not get, you know, beat up for it. It's a humor, dude. I'm not even joking. I love that stuff. He said very well. Attaboy, Harrison. You're cool. Yeah, I knew it. I knew he was referring to dicks, dude. I knew it.
So mature, dude.
I actually just told this story the other day about how you drew the one in the snow.
Oh, yeah. Jumped on it.
It was so funny. It was so random. We all go, guys, look at this. And we all turned around and it's just a dick in the snow. And you're like, uh-oh, who's going to? And he jumped on it.
Anyway.
That shit was so funny. It was so random. Oh my God. Oh,
goodness.
Woo. We bring a good culture to all of our retreats. And you just have a good time. We have a good time. We have fun. We're supposed to have fun. And then we get serious at night. that's what she said too, huh?
All right, brother. Love you, man. Be safe.
Later, Mark. Be good, bro. But yeah. I think this was a really good one. I think we are approaching the hour, so buddy turns so red ASAP.
My face gets red when I laugh like that.
The car show. Ooh. Oh, good drop. So the car show coming up. It's April 23rd, I think, is what it says. That's actually, we have a part of a refit. We have a fire team, which is like a mini chapter essentially. And their whole mission set is to host car shows or some type of car show, like, or car event, which includes motorcycles too. So, to come out and hang out together. And we came up with it was actually Ray. Cause I know you know who Ray is. Ray came up with a really cool idea where he's like, yo, let's do cars and cigars. And so we're going to go and do cars and cigars every Tuesday, or every, third Tuesday of every month, for the rest of the year, we're going to be having cars and cigars. And we're going to have some car shows thrown into the mix throughout the year, that we'll host, you know, based on those. And then also, there's another mission that we're going to talk about to the people that show up that we're going to be throwing together, with this car group that I am very excited about. So you have to show up. I'm going to talk about it at another point, but you're going to have to come out to the actual car event itself, the Cars and Cigars event, to figure out the other, mission that we're going to be doing with that group.
Side note, I fucking love Ray. Ray is probably
Ray Krause or Ray.
Ray from Montana. Oh, okay.
I also love Ray from Montana.
Dude, that motherfucker fucked me up in the best way possible. I don't think anybody single-handedly did so much for me mentally in one sentence. Mm-hmm. If you hear this, dude, I think about it every day. And you know what I'm talking about. And you felt bad for saying it, but it released me. It was ridiculous.
Did you text him?
Did I text him?
That you were like grateful for that?
Oh, I told him immediately. I pulled him aside at the fireside chat.
You should tell him again.
I told him again like a day or so after that. He's, you know, that meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
SOS.
Because Slept on Society is there. SOS, Slept on Society. Oh. That's dope, dude. Can't wait to see you there, man. Seriously, it's fucking awesome. It's going to be, we're actually going to try to get some of the, some officers out there too, to kind of hang out with us too, as like a good event and show, camaraderie with them. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a good event for you guys to be at, cars and cigars, babe. It's going to be cool. Some older vehicles, younger vehicles in terms of, owners, I should say, have a good mix of people out there. I'm going to try to get the, JBMDL. Car meet group out there too. I'd love to have them come out, man. That's the military base. It's in New Jersey. Try to get the young men and women out there to come have a good time and, you know, get a part of the Jersey community and really welcome them in with open arms and kind of show them, you know, your service is not, it's not for naught. You know, it's, you're doing a lot of good work for the people locally, even here. Come meet some of the people that you're serving, and we would love to show you around. So, it's going to be really important to bring them into it as well. That's it. So that's a car show that's coming up. We'll definitely talk about that more. And I think this is a good episode. Let's get some more. We need to get some more guests on here. I would love to get some guests on here. So,
yeah.
Guys, listen, if you even want to be a part of it, anybody that's watching this or seeing this, please come on in with a topic and you can talk to us one-on-one. We can get the topic out and discuss it and discuss some of the, you know, the logic that's behind it, maybe some different ways to think. Give me a call when you guys finish up. Yes, sir. I can do that. But yeah, man. Good shit. Can't wait to continue this thing forward. We're gonna start launching these podcasts out, you know, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all over the place. We're gonna get the audio and upload it somewhere and make it beautiful. So
yeah,
can't wait.
Can't wait.
Cool. See you guys. Really good seeing you today. Have a great one and appreciate you all.
Stay Peace. Safe.
Oh, remember, live and be for your life.